every issue is very different. Generally speaking, from experience, not being able to get in a car and not being able to go get in a plane, you may be able to turn those around slightly quicker in comparison to drug, alcohol, or eating issues. I'm not saying that this is always the case, but sometimes this is the case. What you've got to recognise is that, generally speaking, if it's a single incident that you've had, it's easier to turn it around, okay? If it's an accumulation of things that have happened which have led to, let's say, eating issues. So eating issues can be quite complex. So I specialise in binge eating disorder, for example. So I recognise that there are a number of factors that contribute to binge eating disorder. So when I work with binge eating disorder, I will be looking at how their body is responding physically. I will be looking at the thoughts mentally. I will be looking at their history. I will be looking at what to turn around emotionally, but I will also be looking at what new tools and techniques that the person has to learn in order to reprogram the brain. So, for example, there's a concept called neuroplasticity, which basically means that the brain is capable of rewiring itself and learning new things. So you've got to use a combination of techniques. So I commonly use a combination of emotional freedom technique, matrix reimprinting to deal with the emotional stuff, but I will use features of neuroplasticity to help the person then build new habits. So it's really a combination approach, and it really depends from person to person. Neuroplasticity is the brain's ability to reorganize itself. It's the brain's ability to be able to work through an issue and to form new habits. So, for example, there are cases such as, you know, people not being able to, or people having a particular ailment, and through a certain procedure, and these procedures are different, and you know, there's still a lot of testing that's happening around this at the moment too. It is actually possible to literally rewire the brain so that you're able to, let's say, walk again, or you're able to, you know, do something that you previously couldn't do. And it does require, like I said, it's, you know, there's a lot of testing that's going on with this. It does require certain procedures and certain protocols, but it is actually possible to do that. Different people view mental health issues very differently, and many a time it's seen as a taboo. The reason I think that mental health is seen as a taboo is because it's not actually very well understood, and it's often stigmatized. You know, what is depression, or I'm anxious, or I'm panicky? A person quite often interprets it as something being wrong with them, and I would challenge that. There's nothing wrong with you. Actually, it's that you don't understand the way that your psyche functions. So when I work with people, I often feel that I don't actually like the word mental health, if I'm honest with you. I prefer the term emotional well-being, okay? Because I think that mental health or emotional well-being, when we look at that, it's something that we want to strive for. So to strive for emotional well-being, what do we need to do? We first need to understand how we function. There's nothing wrong with you at all. You're actually functioning perfectly. Your job is to find out why you're manifesting this particular issue. And the reason most of the time you're manifesting a particular issue is because you're afraid of something. Something has happened, an incident has occurred in your life, and possibly, and this is where things get a little bit interesting, it may even be a generational issue. So it may actually be something, a belief that, you know, your ancestors have carried, and you've carried this belief down. So to give you an example, sometimes when I work with clients who have obesity issues, and you know, they're doing everything fine, they're doing everything perfectly, and they can't understand where the obesity is coming from or why they're manifesting it. And when we look at their ancestral history, they will suddenly discover that their great grandparent was in, let's say, World War I or World War II, and were subjected to rationing at the time. And obviously, when that great grandparent was subjected to rationing, it had an influence on their belief system, which had an influence on their DNA, which has then been transferred down the generations. So, you know, you've got to understand that you've really got to try to understand who you are and how you function and why are you doing what you're doing. When you look at quote unquote mental health from that perspective, it doesn't become a taboo. It becomes more of a curiosity as to why is this happening to me. So I think one of the reasons that I really enjoy working with people is because when people come in, I don't see them as broken. I just wonder, why is it that you are where you are? And I use that as a starting point in order to move towards emotional wellness. What would happen in our society if people suddenly understood the power of responsibility and if they suddenly understood how they functioned? Do you know how that would change society? What would happen if instead of taking pills, we suddenly looked inside rather than outside of ourselves? What would happen if we suddenly recognized that we do have all the resources within to heal? It's just that we don't have a map with regard to how to do it. How will that change society? It will change the economic system. It will change the education system. It will change the benefits system. It will change the power structure. When we consider questions such as funding and money, what we really need to be looking at is what would the long-term effects be if the correct funding was put in the correct places? What would the long-term effects be if we, in schools, instead of teaching kids the general stuff in general studies, what would happen if every child was had to learn from a very young age, number one, how to meditate, and number two, how their mind worked? What if we taught our children the basics of how we functioned, and that when we, you know, when we see depression, when we see anxiety, when we see addiction, that it's not a problem with you, but it's an issue because you don't understand how you function? What if we taught our children that? Where would society be?